On May the 18th, the U.S. Congress voted down the Farm Bill, 213 to 198. They were bickering over immigration rules and work requirements for SNAP recipients. Keith Coble with the Senate Ag Committee, who is an economist at Mississippi State, said the failure of the Farm Bill passing is indicative of the fine line of leaders in the House that are walking between Democratic members and a conservative wing of the Republican Party. Well, he said that it's going to be very tight if we get a Farm Bill that was defeated in the House. He said, I think the Senate will be more bipartisan than that of the House. Will the House accept a bipartisan conference report? He said, I just don't know. There is a question whether there is time for a new Farm Bill to make it through the Congress in 2018, an election year. Goble also said the House Ag Committee, Conaway from Texas, is going to have to thread a needle. He's likely to have little, if any, Democratic support due to the changes in SNAP, so he's got to get enough Republicans to vote for the bill so he can get it out of the House and go to the Senate. He's walking between these conservatives who want to cut spending and put workforce restrictions on the SNAP program and others. Then you have to go to the same process in the Senate. The Senate Ag Committee has not released a bill yet. They will have to deal with the Senate rules and very narrow Republican margin. I think they're more likely to write a more bipartisan bill. Overall, it's going to be a tough time to get the Farm Bill out of both the House and the Senate. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.